This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour two on this Tuesday. I don't know if it's an official condition. I'm sports depressed. You don't want to see something like that happen. Even if you don't like Aaron Rodgers and you don't like the Jets, it's so early in the season, four plays in for him. You know, the Jets were going to be a big topic of conversation. Football's about being entertained week in and week out. Storylines, but you don't root for an injury. You know, I wanted to see what Aaron Rodgers could do with that roster. And the NFL provides storylines every single year. As we talked about a couple of days ago, you can't script it. You couldn't script the beginning of that night last night with Aaron Rodgers running out there, and then all of a sudden four plays in, he's done. And he knows he's done. And now, by the time we got word that he was done, now the realization has to set in. If you're the Jets, I mean, imagine the shock value that you had there. You're like, wait, what? If you're the Buffalo Bills, you have to be thinking, well, he's going to come back out, right, for the second half? Where's Rodgers? He ain't coming out. Then all of a sudden, that Jets offense is like, hey, Zach, how you doing? Are you gonna be out here for a while? Oh, okay. The rest of the season? And if you're the Jets, what do you do now? Can you do anything now? You got the Cowboys coming up. I'm sports depressed. I am. You know, you just have these moments sometimes where somebody gets hurt and, you know, we root to see the best be able to play. You want to have those moments. It's like when Carson Wentz got hurt in that game against the Rams. He was having an MVP season. And then all of a sudden he decides to take on a couple of defenders, then he's done for the year. They go on to win the Super Bowl. Deshaun Watson got injured a couple of years ago. It happens. You hate to see it. Now, you could say, well, remember when Trent Green went down and Kurt Warner stepped in? Yes, that proved to be an unbelievable story. And let's say Zach Wilson plays well. He's not Kurt Warner, but let's say he leads them to the playoffs. Does Aaron Rodgers want to go through this rehab? I mean, he's going to go through it, but do you want to go through it to try to play football again? He's going to be 40. It's going to take him a year. And that is a arduous task to try to go through this. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Kyle Brandt, he's one of the popular co-hosts of Good Morning Football. He has blown out his Achilles. He will join us coming up a little bit. Al Michaels, broadcaster, of course, second to none. Al will join us coming up a little bit later on as well. So the Jets beat the Bills, a punt return in overtime, and this is how it sounded on the Jets radio network.
And getting away, a line drive kick is Sam Martin. Gibson runs under it at the Jet 35. Starts to his left, gets to the 40, turns the corner at the 45-50. Blockers in front at the 40, at the Bills 30, inside the 20. Stutter steps to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! It's a Jet touchdown! This game is over!
Jets Radio Network, great call there. Match the moment. An unbelievable roller coaster ride for the Jets. Because, as I said earlier, can you imagine a higher high, lower low? And some people have come up with some great examples. You know, you have the Falcons up 28-3 against Tom Brady and the Patriots. That's a high high. You're winning the Super Bowl. And then the low low when you lose in overtime. Yes, Paulie.
I would throw out the Seahawks at the goal line when they throw the interception of Malcolm Butler. It's almost like
that's a great one.
You think you're at the goal line. You have a couple shots at the end zone. You have Marshawn Lynch. And it's almost like a reverse high, high, low, low. If I'm a Patriot fan, I'm like, well, we're losing the Super Bowl. And you see, remember the shot of Brady on the sidelines?
Yes.
He's moping. And then they're like, what? It's like you found out your dog's not dead.
There were like two people in the world who thought that that interception might happen. And it's Bill Belichick and Malcolm Butler. Those are the only two people in the world that were like, you know what? This might go our way, because other than that, everybody knew that was a touchdown.
Just the fact that you planned, the Patriots planned for that moment, just in case. And earlier in the week, when Malcolm Butler went for it and didn't get the interception, and Belichick said, go for it. And he went to the ball. Malcolm Butler told us that Belichick told him, sprint to the ball. If you see that, just the fact that you're preparing for that moment. And I, once again, I'm right by the goalpost because the game's going to be over. They're going to set up the podium, and I'm going to hand out the Super Bowl trophy. And I am watching Marshawn Lynch. I'm staring right at Marshawn Lynch. And all of a sudden, I see Marshawn Lynch is not going to get the ball, and I go, oh, bleep. And then all of a sudden, I see the pass, and I think, oh, my God, what are they doing? It got knocked down. And then I realize Malcolm Butler comes up with the ball, and I thought that he was trying to fool the official. Like, yeah, I got it. And I go, no, he didn't get that. And all of a sudden, I'll be damned, he got it. And just the emotion, you see Brady jumping up and down like a little kid. And then you see the Seahawks there so angry. When the defense came out on the field, and one of the players, might have been Bruce Irvin, was trying to get into it with Gronkowski, and I'm hearing all the language there. Like, they know they lost the Super Bowl, and they are yelling stuff back and forth, and that was wild.
Malcolm Butler sobbing?
Yes.
He was sobbing.
Yes. Was it Michael Bennett? Did he get involved in that, too, the Seahawks defensive lineman? Is that right, Marvin?
Yeah, like towards when they're kneeling?
Yes.
Yeah, and they remember they got into it right before the final kneel down?
By the way, he was unbelievable in that game. Yeah, there were so many. God, that was an unbelievable.
Brady was going to lose another Super Bowl to a crazy catch.
Yes.
Yeah. Was that curse?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
I went back just real quick, and I think it's the last time I've heard Malcolm Butler's voice. It was 2015, 2 days after the Super Bowl, we had him on. And you asked the question, what were you thinking on that play? He goes, well, I was thinking that I got beat on that play at practice, and Bill Belichick and the DB coach ran over to me and said, you can't wait. You have to go towards the quarterback.
Yeah.
He goes, don't pause. Go towards the quarterback.
Yeah, but would you rather, if you had to choose, lose that way, the way Seattle did, or the way Atlanta did? Because Atlanta's up 28-3.
Slow death, Atlanta.
Yes.
Oh, I'd rather go Seattle.
Yeah.
I'd rather rip the Band-Aid off than slowly. No, we got it. No, we're good.
Seattle was a guillotine.
But Seattle was a great play.
Yeah.
Falcons was a series of failures over an entire half.
Yeah. That was the name of the team, though.
That's the
video.
Bio. Yeah. A series of failures.
What is the poll question for hour two, Seton?
We got up there right now, Dan. By the way, you want to hear something really interesting?
Yeah.
Jordan Whitehead last night.
With three interceptions?
Yeah. Already hit his one of his incentives. He got a $250,000 bonus off of getting those three interceptions last night. He hit an incentive in week one.
By the way, DraftKings has...
That's crazy.
Who do you think is the favorite to win the AFC East today? Marvin?
My Dolphins?
Yes, your Dolphins. Then the Bills, then the Jets, and then the Patriots. The Jets lose, Aaron Rodgers, the Patriots still are fourth best odds there. MVP, in case you're wondering, according to DraftKings, NFL MVP odds going into week two, Patrick Mahomes and Tua are tied. Joe Burrow, then Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts. Zach Wilson is plus 20,000 if you want to jump on that. And the Jets are getting 7.5 against the Cowboys coming up next weekend. Yes, Paul?
Since we're throwing out stats, I have a little quiz for you guys.
Okay.
Since last year, if you could take every game from last season and last night, week one of this year, okay, who leads the league in turnovers, fumbles, and interceptions thrown? It has to be a quarterback. Fumbles and interceptions thrown.
So not Josh Allen?
It is Josh Allen.
I was going to say Joshua Allen.
I know, yeah, it's a setup question. Josh Allen is giving the ball away 27 times since this time last year. A distant second is Trevor Lawrence, Kirk Cousins. Matt Ryan made the list. Dak Prescott, Davis Mills, and Geno Smith. 20 interceptions, 7 fumbles lost, 13 total fumbles.
All right. Josh Allen, since coming into the league in 2018, has a total of 84 turnovers, most in the NFL.
Stat of the day.
Stat of the day.
Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Top. Here's Josh Allen after his 4 turnover performance.
Josh, the 4 turnovers, was that something that he did, or is that just you maybe forcing the ball, trying to force the ball on a little bit?
Yeah, trying to force the ball. Yeah, same shit. Same place, different day.
There's no update on Aaron Rodgers this morning, but it will be, you know, it's normal to have the MRI, but they already know that it'll be a torn Achilles. You'll just get confirmation on that. He'll have surgery at some point, either today or tomorrow, I would imagine, because then you begin the process of a year of rehab. The Washington Huskies will join the Big Ten next year. Michigan State is giving them an early taste of the action on Big Ten Saturday. It'll be the Spartans taking on Washington live from East Lansing. That'll be on Peacock. How much do they talk about the coaching situation with Michigan State? Man, is that going to get ugly. Head coach denied the accusations, said it was consensual, that he was having a relationship with this woman. What is he, 2 years into that 10-year, $95 million contract? Oh, boy. All right. Chris Jones signed. That was a quiet, by the way, he's coming in for a 1-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. This is probably, now he is betting on himself. It's a 1-year deal, and they could still franchise him. I was wondering, if you're negotiating this, why don't you get I'm going to come in, I want a little bit of a raise here, but you can't franchise tag me. That's what I thought that he would probably do. And make no mistake about it, Chris Jones is just as valuable as Travis Kelce. He is. Because I don't think that defense is very good, but he makes them very good. Travis Kelce is obviously a Hall of Fame, you know, tight end, but they were able to survive. They got rid of Tyreek Hill and still won the Super Bowl. You know, Mahomes can make players better. Obviously. Yes, Todd?
If the Chiefs would have beaten the Lions and would have done well defensively, whatever we would consider having a good game defensively, does this deal get done yet, or do you think this lingers for the next several weeks? As far as desperation about being 0-1 already?
No, I think the Chiefs didn't really, they didn't give him a Nick Bosa deal. I mean, it's basically like, all right, we'll give you a little bit, we'll give you some breadcrumbs, come on in. A lot of incentives, let's go out and ball out, you know, let's go. Got a game against Jacksonville coming up this weekend. Barry in Santa Fe. Barry, a big Jets fan. How's morale, Barry?
J-E-T-S. Jets. Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. And to everyone can suck it. Those of you who are taking glee in Aaron Rodgers getting hurt when you snide remarks, you can suck it. Those of you who are dogging Zach Wilson, you can suck it.
Wow.
By the way, And Zach Wilson actually outplayed the great Josh Allen, who can suck it. Josh Allen played like Zach Wilson, so he can suck it.
We got the point, Barry. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. There was an over-under on suck-its, and he went over. Yeah.
I feel like he had a few more in the
holster. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
What, Todd?
What gunslinger do you prefer? Like, Favre would always try to, you know, thread it in between defenders. But with Josh Allen, sometimes he just throws it as far as he can, and then it's like someone's catching a punt return as far as the secondary of the defense.
I don't know what he was doing. I don't like a gunslinger out there. Well, you can be a gunslinger, but it didn't seem like Josh Allen was being a gunslinger. He was just slinging it. And I don't know if he knew where. He threw it up for grabs a couple times. Then you have the fumble. All you have to do is play turnover-free football. You win the game. That was emblematic of Josh Allen giveth and he taketh away. I like some of the analysts are saying, yeah, let's see if the media lets Josh Allen get away with this. If this was Dak Prescott, you know, would they be all over Dak Prescott? And I go, well, first of all, Dak Prescott is nowhere near on the same planet talent-wise as Josh Allen. Expectation-wise, what he's asked to do for his team. And yes, does Josh Allen giveth and taketh away? Absolutely. Dak Prescott led the league in turnovers, interceptions last year, I believe. So if you're going to use a comparison there, come up with a better one than we wouldn't let Dak Prescott get away with that. No, we wouldn't. He hasn't done anything. Josh Allen has at least been an MVP candidate. Dak Prescott is not. If you want to say Lamar Jackson, would we have been all over him for something like that? Yeah, I hope. But we're all over Josh Allen. We're saying the same thing. He's been doing this. There's a pattern here. He's not getting away with anything. Like, what do you want us to do? Yes, he.
But with Lamar Jackson, there always seems to be like this one added little element where nobody has said today, and that's why you'll never win with Josh Allen. Lamar Jackson, you great player, but you're never going to win with him. And that he gets that tag added onto his bad performances that I don't really understand.
It's not fair to Lamar, but you can criticize Dak Prescott.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah. But that was the example that was used to me. Like, how would you guys deal with? And it feels like it's race. Like, oh, Josh Allen. I go, nobody's letting Josh Allen get away with anything. I mean, he's the reason why they're a Super Bowl contender, and he's the reason why they shouldn't be a Super Bowl contender. Okay? Yeah, Paulie.
I think it's fair to say, though, that Josh Allen may get a little bit of a hall pass the past couple years because he's very media-friendly. He does a lot of interviews. He's very accessible. He does a lot of commercials. And he's very available to heavyweights in the media. Mm. Not necessarily, I'd say everybody. A lot of the networks, he's always coming out and doing interviews, doing talks, accessible before games, after games. I think his demeanor sometimes with the media has given him a light hall pass.
Well, how many quarterbacks are asked to do as much as he does or more than Josh Allen? How many? Not many. And does he try to do too much? Absolutely. Does he make stupid mistakes? Absolutely. He could be the nicest guy in the world. You know, Justin Herbert's a friend of the show. He's not good in the postseason. Now get your team into the postseason and win games. I would say that to him.
Josh also plays for the lovable Bills that we root for and want to win, and America always has wanted to win, so they get less criticism than almost any team.
Yeah, but don't bring in Dak Prescott because that's not a good comparison. Josh Allen is in an elite category there. Those are top five talented quarterbacks, and Dak Prescott's not in that category. But if you want to bring in Lamar Jackson, Seton's right. You're going to get that. Well, that's why you can't win a Super Bowl with him. Absolutely. And it's not fair to Lamar Jackson. All right, let me take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Let me see. Anything else that I need to mention? Do we have a new poll question for hour two, Seton O'Connor?
Yeah, Dad, we got one up there right now. Who would you rather see playing at MetLife Stadium this year? Aaron Rodgers or Bruce Springsteen? This is a grass versus turf poll question.
No one's doing this one.
No.
Who would you rather see playing at MetLife Stadium this year? Aaron Rodgers, grass. Bruce Springsteen, turf.
Because It's a multi-purpose stadium, and they have a lot of concerts there, and that's why you can't have grass.
But you have places, more like international places that are bigger stadiums, maybe,
yeah,
that have both. Obviously, it's like super expensive, but say like Real Madrid, the soccer team, they have the ability to have their soccer teams play on grass, and then that like drops below, and a turf field can roll out, and then you can have concerts and stuff.
Wow. All right.
I think Tottenham has that too.
Yes, Todd.
That's certainly an option.
Is that your Springsteen?
Yeah, grass. That's the term.
Is Springsteen the reason why Aaron Rodgers got hurt?
I think there's at least an 85% chance you could blame the boss.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, Beyonce, anybody who, I don't know, Ed Sheeran, throw him in there. Has he been on tour this year?
Yeah.
He'd play MetLife.
Yeah.
Coldplay,
you
probably
too.
Their fault.
Yeah. Bono.
I don't even know who's been on tour.
All right, let me take a break. Kyle Brandt, the host for Good Morning Football, will tell us how he blew out his Achilles.
Achilles survivor.
Yes. I like that we booked him prior to what happened with Aaron Rodgers last night. And all of a sudden, Paulie goes, hey, he did blow out his Achilles. I go, all right, good. Let me take a break. We're back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Well, another school year has started, and college is the first time a lot of young adults are in charge of their own finances. So it's easy for scammers, identity thieves to take advantage of the students' newfound freedom and try to access personal and sensitive information. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed often and makes it really easy for cyber criminals to steal your identity. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. That's LifeLock.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Go ahead, Todd.
With wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack, I went out for a ride.
Alrighty.
I'd rather tear my Achilles.
Yes. God, I hate this song. The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz. It is incredible. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV. He's one of the popular co-hosts of NFL Network's Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt, joining us on the program. He's a torn Achilles survivor. I don't know how big that community is, how often they meet, but Kyle joins us on the program. You were on the sidelines last night at MetLife, Jet Life Stadium.
That's right.
How would you describe the atmosphere?
It's the sharpest, fastest 180 I've ever seen. In about 20 seconds, Rodgers is running out with an American flag on 9/11. It's the people who have covered the Jets for 30 years say it's the loudest they've ever heard the stadium. And then 20 seconds later, he's on the cart. I'm standing on the field, Dan, and I'm standing next to some first responders who are being honored there, the New York firefighters. The second he goes down, I'm standing next to him. The guy turns to me and he says, oh, he's done. He's done. And I go, really? He goes, he's done. The weirdest thing about last night, I don't think this came off on the broadcast, is that there was really bizarre weather in New Jersey last night. There was a shelter in place warning. There was all sorts of rain and stuff. So thousands of Jets fans were late arriving to the stadium. I had to leave right after the injury because I had to do the morning television. Then I walk out of MetLife, and the first thing I saw were these Jets fans coming in. There was a family of five. It was a husband. It was a wife. It was three kids. One of the kids was on the dad's shoulders. All five of them are wearing number 8 Aaron Rodgers jerseys. They don't know what happened. They walk into the stadium with thousands of other Jets fans, and they're like, what the hell is Wilson doing in the game? It was genuinely sad. I felt bad for him. I have no bad jokes. I think it was a terrible thing.
Yeah, I'm sports depressed today.
Yes.
I don't know if there's a clinical condition for that, but it's just you don't want to see. We wanted to see what the possibility was for the Jets. And I mentioned this to the audience, the highest of highs and lowest of lows. You know, would you put the Falcons leading 28-3 in the Super Bowl to losing this? Like, I'm trying to look at comps for this. Bill Buckner and the Red Sox are going to win the World Series. Ball goes through his legs. Bartman with the Cubs, like the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And I don't know if you have one that comes to mind.
Well, Bartman was really personal to me. I'm from Chicago, but I remember that, you know, that 3 hours of that game six before it all fell apart. I said, we're going to the World Series. We had the joy. It was taken from us, but the Falcons fans had a great day that day until the second half turned around against the Patriots. Because the worst part is, Dan, if the Jets fan thing happens last night, they didn't even get a single completed pass. They didn't even get a taste. And then they got to wake up in this morning and be insulted by seeing names like Carson Wentz and Taylor Heineke. Yeah. That doesn't help. That's not what you need.
Rodgers' demeanor, and you, of course, tore your Achilles.
I did.
But Rodgers, I think, and Kobe, when Kobe tore his, from what I'm told, and you'll know it better, but they knew it. Like, Rodgers knew that this was something serious. Kobe knew it was something, and it was something different. Because it's not a knee, it's not an ankle, it's an Achilles. What is that feeling like when you first know, I just did something really stupid?
It's distinct. It's not, I turned my ankle. Those guys do that 3 times a night. It's not, someone stepped on me. I'm just going to walk it off. Give me a second. You know immediately that something's broken. I ruptured my Achilles at the exact same age as Aaron Rodgers, 39 years old. It was the same legs, the same injury. I'm not likening myself to him as an athlete, but we're both flesh and blood. And the thing they never want to do is they never want to go down. You notice that both Rodgers and Kobe, they get up and try to walk it off, and then they go down. And when I was reading about last night, one of the linemen from the Jets goes to help up the quarterback, and he says, no, I'm not getting up. It's a sickening certainty that your body is not hurt. It's broken and there's something missing. And that's why, you know, Dan, this morning, I detest this phrase that's going around right now about they fear he has a ruptured Achilles. Let me make this very clear. The Achilles test for a rupture, it is 5 seconds long. You do it on the field. You put the athlete on their stomach or on the table. You squeeze their calf. If their foot moves, the Achilles is intact. If it doesn't move, it's ruptured. So any team that fears the Achilles is torn, it's done. They know already. There's no fear. It's a certainty.
Yeah. This is probably a formality. I don't know why.
It is.
But he's going to do a MRI this morning, and they're going to find out that it is a torn Achilles. But the recovery part of this at that age, you're just coming back to have normalcy in your life.
Correct.
He's trying to come back to play quarterback in the NFL. Handicap, you know, what it's going to take.
Well, you make the point. I was trying to be able to take out the garbage again and carry in groceries. Rodgers is going to try to lead the Jets again. I think he'll have surgery within the week. You do it as fast as possible. And then you rehab. And listen, if he wants to play football and the Jets want him to, he'll be ready to throw the football in the spring. And Dan, I expect that he will. I said it this morning. I'll say it again. I don't think this is over. One, it's possible medically. He's older, fine. We saw Dan Marino tear his Achilles, come back and throw for 4,000 yards the next season. But also, look, Aaron Rodgers is not only the most talented quarterback I've ever seen, he's by far the pettiest and by far one of the most ego-driven. There is no way he's going to let the story end being crumpled up on a cart on September 11th in New Jersey. I think he will be back. He's under contract. He's not going to be pushed out by some sort of Jordan Love figure, or he was to Favre. I think he'll rehab like crazy, throw in the spring, and be ready to play in the fall. I don't think he'll let it end like this.
He's a torn Achilles survivor. Thoughts and prayers. Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football joining us on the program. What would you do if you ran the Jets?
I would put on the tape of the defense and of Breece Hall, and I would sit there and do nothing. And I'd say, Zach Wilson, sit down, son. You're going to practice your handoffs, and you're going to throw it away, and we're going to punt the bejesus out of this season, and we're going to Trent Dilfer this thing, and we're going to try to get to the playoffs. I've seen all the names. I mentioned already Carson Wentz and Heineke and da-da-da-da-da. Listen, Schrager was stirring the pot this morning trying to say that Brady is going to join the Jets, which would be 10 times Jeter decided to become a Red Sox at the end of his career because he offered some ownership. I don't see it. I know Brady's here. I also know Brady looks to be about 140 pounds, happy and at rest for the first time in his life. You want to set him up behind that Jets O-line for these Jets fans who have hated him and now are going to celebrate it? I would sit there and be like, Zach Wilson, don't kill the season for us. The Brady thing's fascinating, but Dan, if they offered to make him a trillionaire at the end of his life, I think maybe you could get his interest. A trillionaire, though.
Well, I think that's what people have to realize. That offensive line is not getting better. You can get better at the quarterbacking position by bringing in Tom Brady, but the line doesn't get any better. And Brady is slower, less athletic than Aaron Rodgers is. And if I'm Tom Brady, I would say, can you send me all of the offensive lineman play from this year and last year? And then I'll give you my answer. And that answer would be, are you kidding me?
I know.
No way. But, you know, Zach, do the Jets know what they have in Zach Wilson?
Yeah, definitely. They definitely know. It's not much. They have him at drafted number two overall, and they have him under contract. And listen, don't underestimate the hard knocks saccharin that they can sprinkle on things. That team makes everybody look like the greatest story you've ever seen. And Zach Wilson has had a great summer. He's trying hard, and he's jovial, and he's listening to Rodgers. He still steps in and throws a terrible interception to Matt Milano last. It was just awful. He's not going to be the guy, but he can hand off. And, man, they can run and play some D-Dan, and if they get to, 10-7, maybe they squeak in and then pray Rodgers comes back next year. But they definitely know what they have.
Give me the storyline, good or bad, that will continue. So after week one's results, take the Jets out of this, but the week one – question, good or bad, that persists the entire season. It wasn't an aberration.
Well, I like to say that week one in the NFL is a liar. It is a pathological liar. Weird, bizarre things happen in week one that are completely unique to week twos through 18. Last year, you remember, the Bears beat the Niners week one. The year before that, the Jameis Winston Saints destroyed the Aaron Rodgers Packers. So a lot of these things, these familiar brands that we've all trusted in, they'll bounce back. The Bengals are not going to be terrible. The Steelers aren't. The Bills aren't. The one that I'm worried about is the Bears. And I'm really worried about the Bears and Fields et al. Because I'm starting to see this disgusting cycle, Dan, for Justin Fields. And you start to see it where the people online and the fans will say, oh, the O-line this and the coordinator that. And that stuff carries weight for a while. But when you're in year three and you've drafted O-line and you've spent money and you've drafted the receiver, it's like the parent, Dan, who like the quarterback is their kid. And they're, you know, the kid's struggling in sports and they say, oh, the coach isn't teaching him right. And the kid can't get the math test right. And we got to get new teachers. After a while, your kid is stupid and unathletic. I'm sorry, but we can only say that for so long. The kid's 17. Nick Saban's not calling, my friend. That's what I'm worried about with Fields.
I don't know why there were such great lofty expectations for the Bears.
It's asinine.
I got it. I didn't get, you know, Paulie is a Bears fan. I go, why were your expectations so high? Mm-hmm. And he goes, I don't know. Maybe Paulie was high. And that's why he had high expectations. Like, what are you doing? I mean, it's still the Bears at the end of the day. And, you know, that receivers go there to die. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields is maybe who we think he is. That's just a nice curiosity.
The offense seems to be, every once in a while, Fields will make this sweet run and get 9 yards and move the chains and everybody loses their minds. He never seems to throw the timing passes. Dan, they're the number one pick in the draft. They held it. They had the keys to the party, and they traded it for a Panthers receiver who they threw to three times in the first game of the season. Yeah. That was Fields' 28th start. That was Jordan Love's third start. It was a nightmare. Listen, you guys know, Paulie knows, like, there have been 5 or 6 days in my life that have been disappointing as a Chicagoan. We already named one, the Steve Bartman game. Scottie Pippen refusing to enter the game when Phil Jackson drew up a play for Tony Kukoc, the second half of the Rex Grossman Super Bowl, my prom, and the game on Sunday against the Packers. Just all terrible disappointments.
Bears don't score. We don't score at prom.
Yeah, exactly right. That's good.
Yeah, imagine how your date probably tells that story, too. I mean, she probably had a bad night, too.
Terrible, Dan. The whole thing was at the O'Hare Hyatt. It's at an O'Hare Hotel. We went as platonic friends. We go to some house at the end. There's four other couples. The second we finish dinner, they go to four separate rooms, and my dumb platonic friend and I are playing Uno on prom night. I swear to God, you can't make it up.
You are the Bears of prom dates.
We really are. I don't even have one of those wild cards. I'd take it. I'd slap it down. I had terrible cards. The worst.
Good to talk to you. Thank you again, Kyle.
Thanks for having me, Dan. Love you guys.
That's Kyle Brandt, co-host of NFL Network's Good Morning Football. Got a lot of energy. A lot of energy there. And torn Achilles survivor. Let's take a break.
That's the nuttiest coincidence to book him randomly. We just wanted to talk to him because we know him.
I forgot that he did this, and he did it while they were shooting stuff for NFL Network. You can pull it up on YouTube where he blows out his Achilles. And you know it right away. Right away. Yeah, Paul.
He's like jumping like a player is jumping before they run out of the tunnel and they're, you know, the NFL Network shooting it. And he takes like two steps and you see him kind of like trip, like someone grabbed the back of his ankle.
Yeah. It's like they were holding him back.
Yeah.
He didn't move. All right. We'll take a break. Phone calls up next. TireRack.com. Always remember that. Need tires? TireRack.com. Because you heard it here on the show. They've helped us. They're going to help you. They help everybody. There's no better way to go about getting tires. Now, let me tell you, they test their tires. They have their own test track. So you get all that information. You can make an informed choice there. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. And if you're not sure where to begin, they have an easy-to-use tire decision guide. Personalized tire recommendation. Usually get that information back in about 2 minutes. So the right tires for how and what and where you drive. They got the full lineup of BF Goodrich tires. They're shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. Free road hazard protection. Also, mobile tire installation is available in a lot of areas. That means they bring the tires to you at your home or office and install them on site. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan, see all the test results. TireRack.com. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Lost in all the drama last night was the comeback of Breece Hall. He looked really good. Averaged like 12 yards per carry, coming back from his surgery as well. Now, the NBA has a rule that is going to limit teams from resting multiple stars. And this is a proposal right now. So they propose this rule. The NBA Board of Governors expected to vote on a measure to prevent teams from not playing two star players in a game, with the NBA defining a star as somebody who was an all-star or all-pro within the last three seasons. Not sure what I understand all-pro to be. Like all-NBA.
Yeah, all-NBA.
Yeah, all-NBA. 49 players have been named either an all-star or all-NBA team. 26 teams have at least one player earning the star designation. Guess which teams don't have an all-star or all-NBA team member? The Magic, Pistons, Spurs, and Wizards. So they don't have anybody on their rosters from the last three seasons. Greg Popovich can rest whoever he wants to here. And really, if you go back to the 2010s, it was the reason why we have this load management. You can say it started with the Spurs with Tony Parker, Manu, and Tim Duncan. Among the teams that will be impacted the most, six have at least three star players. The Bucks, the Bulls, the Cavs, and the Suns. The Timberwolves, you got Timberwolves have four. And Carl Anthony Towns, Mike Conley, Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert. The Warriors have four. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Chris Paul, Andrew Wiggins. Let's see. If the rule passes, teams like the Clippers and Mavs would have to pick and choose when to rest stars. The Sixers won't be able to keep James Harden on the bench as they seek a trade if they need to, if they want to rest Joel Embiid. Yes, Paul?
Yeah, the NBA is going to have a fine system with this. 100,000, they're going to fine the team, not the player, because the players' union would never let a player get affected by this. 250,000 for second offenses and $1 million going forward in perpetuity. You could keep hitting them. A couple of things they really want to avoid: national TV games, in-season tournament games. They want to avoid star players sitting for that. Long-term shutdown. Let's say, like you said, you're going to trade a player. You can't sit him for a month.
Yeah, but what if I've tweaked my hamstring?
They are going to have a league-wide office of investigations, which will include independent medical reviews.
Oh,
said,
God.
Where they have to, like, be included on all things.
Yeah.
And you can't, you know, lie medically to the league. Or you...
Okay, I have an upset stomach.
Yeah.
NBA's doctor is going to go check you out. Yeah, your stomach's not that upset. You got a game in prime time tonight. You're playing.
Don't you think collectively the fans will totally back the NBA on this?
Yeah, but what if I just play 3 minutes? Then can I come out? I played 3 minutes.
It's a way around it.
Yeah, if I'm a fan and I'm paying, you know, good money to go see somebody on Christmas Day, you hope they're going to be there. Yeah, Seton.
But the... I get why load management is a problem,
yeah.
But you also need your stars healthy. And if load managing the season is a way to theoretically keep them more healthy, isn't that what the league needs?
Well, they want him healthy for the playoffs. I mean, that's what Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. It's like, you want them, hey, they're only going to play 55 games. Yeah, but you want them healthy for the postseason. And then they weren't healthy for the postseason.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, the players have taken advantage of this. Teams have allowed them to take advantage of this. There's no pride in, I'm going to play as many games as possible. It's, hey, I don't need to. I'm going to sit this one out. What's wrong with you? I don't know. Something. Yeah, Marv.
And besides Kawhi with the Raptors, there really hasn't been much proof that this load management thing really works like that, especially in the last maybe 5 years or so.
Yeah, it's a big deal, or the potential for a big deal, and you're going to find the teams. So the Players Association are going to stick up and back the players. They're not going to acquiesce to the NBA, but the teams, they're going to get fined. Yeah, Marv.
No, I was going to say this might, you know, be a real issue between the players,
sure,
and the team for sure. Like, you guys going to sit out again? They'd be like, you guys are a billionaire. You guys can afford $100,000. I have an upset stomach.
Yeah, Paul.
But the NBA cannot afford to have ratings keep going down, in-season and playoff ratings. 6 years ago, the finals did 21 million people average viewership. This past year is 12.4 million. That is drastic. And that's just not the matchup. Warrior, you know, that's, can't always blame the matchup.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how you impose this. If somebody says, okay, I guess I got to play. I'm going to play 5 minutes and then I'm going to sit down. Have you satisfied what you're supposed to do? I don't know. It feels like there's a loophole here, or a couple of loopholes here, and trying to enforce this. And then are you going to have a doctor who goes, so you're going to go against Golden State's doctor. If Steph Curry goes, you know, I got a hamstring that's bothering me. And then the Warriors doctor says, well, then you should rest. So then the NBA is going to have an independent doctor who comes in and go, let me see the hamstring. And then you're going to overrule a team doctor? What happens if Steph Curry then goes in and really gets hurt? It sounds good in theory. Sounds good. All right, update the poll results if you can, Seton, from hour two.
Yeah, Dan, up there we had the grass versus turf poll, as it's known. Who would you rather see playing at MetLife Stadium this year, Aaron Rodgers or Bruce Springsteen? Right now, 65% of the audience have Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Come on now. do you have another one, Paulie?
Here's one. Who would you bet on to go further this season? Right now, the Jets or the Giants?
I'm going to say the Jets.
Dang.
All right. Good for you.
Jets.
Man, Is that a slap in the Giants' face?
Yeah, that's a giant slap. Hey. Yeah.
The Jets?
It's like when Fritzy goes, gambling problem, when he's talking about DraftKings. It's kind of like I'm going, Jets?
It's like Will Ferrell in Ireland. Bobby D, I'm coming to get you?
Yeah. All right. Final hour on the way. Al Michaels set to join us. Yes, he.
You know, it's funny, too. Like, somebody just posted this, but apparently the concert that was there, September 9th at MetLife.
That was Springsteen, wasn't it?
There was another sold-out concert that was Carol G. Oh, okay. I have no idea who Carol G is.
No clue.
Carol G sold out?
Carol G selling out MetLife. I mean, that's like massive.
Carol G sounds like the name of one of my mom's friends that she goes shopping with.
No, I have Carol B, and then there's Carol G.
Was the crowning of pop royalty, is the Rolling Stone headline.
Carol G. Okay.
The second of two nights. 80,000.
Wow.
She collabed with AARP.
Carol G?
Carol G.
She must be big amongst the young folks.
It's a G thing.
Carol G.
Bloop.
Bloop, bloop. Al Michaels set to join us. Final hour.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.